Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, to me, to us, to the world. Yes, indeed. It is another episode of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And what we're about is about reminding you who you really are. With every word, every joke, every book we suggest, whatever goes on this network is about reminding you who you are. And this is part of that intention.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
And what would it take for you to surrender to the I am that you are? I know sometimes it's a little bit messy, and you think who you are is not perfect, or not loving, or not whatever, enlightened, or not given. Guess what? Get over yourself. Get over yourself. It's time to forgive.
I'll never forget that Tim. Morning.
All right, Tim, I forgive you for interrupting me, but I was still saying something. This is my show. Okay? So, if you have issues with what you're not and blah, 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 all of stuff, it's time to forgive yourself. I forgive me. I forgive you. And this is Tim McAfee Lewis. Now you can talk.
I'll never forget that morning. I was just really dealing with some stuff. This song was written one morning. As Reverend Michael was speaking, when Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness, she talked about a personal experience around forgiveness. And as when he said, "I forgive me," as he spoke those words, I remember going to the piano right then and there that flowed through him. And those words from his sermon, this song rose up in me. They just rose up. And it came out as this, in a song. I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind. See you new. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, ready for my change. And it just simply came out, I forgive you. I forgive. Forgive. I forgive. Everything. Ready for my change. Yeah, I'm ready for my change. Holding on to all my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough. I let go.
one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
It is that simple. It is that easy. That's right. You just got to be willing. And if you're not willing, are you willing to be willing? Are you willing to forgive yourself? Are you willing to stop inflicting pain on yourself? I'm not inflicting pain on myself. What do you mean? Yes, you are. Yes, you is. I forgive me. Song written by T. McAfee Lewis and Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. And of course, yes, that song does capture the soul of agape. It captures the soul of unconditional love. It captures the soul of what happens when you let go. You get to meet yourself in a whole new way. You get to give up the story, as Team said, not kind enough, not smart enough, not loving enough. Some people say, I'm not intelligent enough, I'm not creative enough. Shut it up. And go deep down into your consciousness and recognize that all the not enough stuff you're talking about, it is BS. It is nothing but a belief system. As a matter of fact, if you ever said, I'm not loving enough, I'm not kind enough, I am not intelligent enough, guess what? The opposite is true, but you're denying it because you know responsibility that comes with that. And you're not ready to step into it. Come on, man. It's the beginning of the show. Don't be hitting them like that. Okay. Let's play another song then. Well, if the shoe fits, wear it and wear it well. If it doesn't, it's okay. You know? Truth will set you free. But first, it will piss you off. Like, who are you talking to? You don't know me. You don't know my story. Talking about I just need to forgive. It's easy for you to say you've never experienced it. It's okay. Say something. Don't just look at me like you understand. See, you ain't got nothing to say, do you? I thought so. Why are you looking at me like that? You know, I'm just saying, I've had a hard life. And I know you love me, but, you know, it hurts. I've been struggling. I just don't know what to do. Just say something. That's what love, you know, love takes you on a journey. It allows you to express yourself. And if and when you pay attention and you allow yourself to just stand there enough, love will slowly bring you back to yourself. You can find Team McAfee Lewis on Facebook. And you are here on Life Conversations Radio. Well, we are setting ourselves free, but we're going deeper into the truth of who we are. And today, just by the fact that we are listening to this show, we, all of us, we are surrendering to ourselves. What would it take for you to surrender to yourself? The self with a capital S. The self that can never be abused. The self that is always healthy. The self that has no issues with money because it knows, she knows, he knows that he has all that he needs, that he is enough. What would it take for you to surrender to that? That's the question today, which will evolve into a conversation, of course. Thank you for being here. Welcome home. Welcome home to yourself. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, where change begins. And once you're inspired, once you become aware to the change that's taking place inside of you, you can't help but make a difference. You can't help it. And if you have a willpower that's stronger than the inspiration, some people do. And I'll tell you how that plays out. If you have a willpower because you're afraid, you don't want people to judge you, and you don't want to make the difference, you are going to feel uncomfortable. So you better be careful. You want to ask yourself, do I want to listen to the show? Because a change is going to happen. A change is going to come, and it's going to happen today. And once the change happens, you got to move with it. You got to flow with it. You got to roll with it. And if you don't, you are going to be uncomfortable. Because it's going to be that inner nudging, that inner movement that is looking for your cooperation to let it flow, to let it be, to be expressed, to be pushed outward. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I Am is your host, the I Am Presence, God Goddess, God Godness, the divine, the universe, whatever name you want to call it, is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, and is uniquely expressing as you. So why not surrender to it? You know, the real host of your life, it's the almighty presence. I mean, come on. You're rolling with the big dog. Surrender to it. I welcome all of you listening online. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the commitment, the intention to just join into the conversation. I don't care what brought you here. I'm not interested in the catalyst. Maybe you're moving through stuff. Maybe you enjoy the show. Maybe you're here to support the show. Whatever it is a soul agreement. It's a soul agreement. Those of you on the phone line, same thing applies. Those of you listening on the archive, those of you downloading the show so you can listen again and take it with you when you're traveling. You know, together we're part of a piece of a puzzle, the puzzle of life, really. And we all come in together to create a perfect picture. So many pieces. Do you notice that the puzzles nowadays, they used to be like 10, 12, 20. Now there's 5,000 pieces. Like, how the heck am I going to put that together? Now, I want you to use the analogy and realize that you're part of a global puzzle, a spiritual puzzle. And each and every one of us already put together. Wherever you are, you're always in place. You're never out of place. You're never out of shape. We welcome our Within Radio listeners as well. Today's show, today's topic, today's theme is, what would it take for you to surrender to yourself? We'll talk more about that as we get ready. We'll talk more about that as we get ready to bring on the church lady. I'm not going to say that anymore because I don't like it. I say this all the time. Well, most of the time. I have issues too. Anyway, it's not important. Move right along. Ain't nobody interested in that. Forgive yourself and move on. Isn't that right, Celeste? Right?
Hey, I'm good in the church. I'm good in the club. I'm good in your backyard. I show up and have a good time wherever you need me to bring spirit. And I bring my cat, Cleo, too. So, hey, Life Coach.
And while you're doing all of that, bring me back to my center talking about tripping about church. What's wrong with
Come
you?
Come on.
Don't I say God is everywhere, evenly present?
Yeah. We can go out into the woods. We can create a circle. We can party in the park. Spirits everywhere. All is well. And I'm happy to do announcements for Life Conversations Radio Network. It is my home.
Wow. Yes.
Look at all these powerful sisters, I'm assuming, and brothers in a chat room. I mean, if you just go through the names, I mean, you got Love and Happiness. You got New Jace, Notable Nisi, Sun Goddess, Electra, hey, baby, and Living Light. And all these guests, hey, if you want to join the party, all you got to do is register on Blog Talk Radio, create a fake name, become a new you. And you can join a conversation.
Hey. We're not encouraging people to be fake. Can
we just have fun?
They are. You said what?
Yeah. And can't we just have fun? I mean, don't you want another name sometimes? And Sweet Tea from D.C., speaking of nicknames, Glowing Gooch Tanya, I see you over there. Okay, I'm done.
I like that segue. I like that segue, Celeste. You're pretty good. You're pretty good.
I hang out with you.
And speaking of nicknames, I'm like, whoa, she took that away. All right, leave it alone, brother man.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Doing? You know what? Today I'm being really gentle with myself, you know, and just, yeah, man. Life has given me so many opportunities to freak out or chill out. So I'm happy I'm chilling.
Which one are you doing?
You know? I'm chilling.
You chilling? Okay.
Right now.
That's good.
I think I love myself when I freak out, too. It's okay.
Yeah, it is. I love that you said right now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Everything's temporary.
It is. I know you mean that in so many ways. Oh, Electra called you Lady Celeste.
Isn't that beautiful?
Lady Celeste, come into the room.
Welcome
it's
to
the Electrolyte.
Yeah, I love her. Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. Okay, let me go through the
I'm feeling generous. Before you do the announcement, I'm feeling generous.
Are you? Are you going to give something away?
Yes.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
We can give away.
I want to give out 11 Days in May.
Oh, my gosh. Dating Messenger.
However.
Book. What?
Yes. You're such a good hype woman. Oh, my God. Really? I love
it.
Wow. You talk about I love you, Celeste. I love you.
Oh.
Man, it's not even rehearsed.
Nah,
but,
man.
You know, to give out this 11 days in May. I'm looking for a story. I'm looking for some kind of story, a story of somebody's journey who surrendered, or maybe they were going through a challenge, and now being able to surrender, forgive, and now what they see on the other side. So,
you have a wow.
Sorry, yes.
Life Coach, how many books are you giving out?
Well, I can give up to 11. I can just give up. I can give one. But right now, I'm going to give one. But, you know, we're not going to do one of those things where we choose stories. You know, it just depends. I'm looking for stories that can be shared with others, that can inspire others, because that's what it's about. We're here to inspire one another. Yes, and now you either have to share the story on the land pages, which is also known as the like pages or the fan pages. I call it. Life Coach at a radio show or the Life Conversations Radio. Now, if you're going to call in, if you want to share it in the land pages, put something there right now and say, I have a story to share, because I'm not going to wait for it. After Celeste finished the announcement, I'm going to continue the show and then come back to your story later, because I have so much bubbling up inside of me. I'm ready
you
to express.
No. If they're going to get a book, I want the story. they got a call-in life coach today, and I will follow up with them, and I will, you know, get the address. No, I want to hear the voice. You have too many vibrant spiritual light workers in the house. You got writers. You got poets. You got so much in the house. You got street prophets in the house. I'm not playing. Make them call in and drop that story hot, just like they are. I said it. Back me up.
Hey, you're all the way backed up. Yeah. Let's fit it. Now what?
After that
declaration, I will not dare to mess with a black woman's declaration. That's it. You got to call in. Lady Celestial One said you got to call in.
They're too fierce, all and right. I'm greedy. I need your story. I need your story for me. I'm done. I'm going to do these announcements, man, because we don't want to play with the quiet goddesses.
We won't play with this energy. 3346. Go ahead, Celeste.
All right. Hello, beautiful people, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find our favorite metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes, like I do, by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, stories, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan webpage. Just be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. You can also email him any topics that you would like for him to discuss on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show by emailing ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of November is living from a consciousness of plentitude. And we also have some exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. You can also join me as well on a celestial show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the Sounds of Soul with the day Anifa Loche on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian rock, and much more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 1-2-radio.com. And if you miss the show on Saturday, you can catch a rebroadcast this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you for a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We will send you a brand new, hot off the presses, MP3 guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I am listening to this every day, and I'm telling you, I am getting in alignment with that good. So to make a donation, you can check out the experience for yourself. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, then click on a Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side, or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations radio fan like pages and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
And let's all give Celeste a group hug, because if y'all can only imagine what she went through just to do that announcement, if you could feel it, you'll feel like she's jumping hoops and still trying to stay on point. Oh, boy.
It's a good thing I listened to that say yes, you're good.
You said what?
It's a good thing I listened to that say yes to your good meditation. Ooh, child.
Yeah, heck. Yeah, you went through some hoops, but you worked. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, Dolly.
My pleasure. Have a great show. See you around.
I will. We'll see you around. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. I love it. What is it? What do I call her? The Spider Woman. There she is. Yes, she weaves it all together. It's time to go deeper. Sun Goddess, you're listening to a spiritual show, huh? Not a religious, but more about mindfulness. Were you supposed to send it as a private message? And you messed up and shared it with us? New Jace is giving you a hug and everybody else. Now, Sun Goddess, if you're going to send a private message, you got to make sure it's said on private. But, you know, good thing what you said, you can back it up. You know, this show is spiritual, is religious, is... okay, let me not mess people's mind up. What I'm saying is anybody can listen to what I share, what I'm about, and you get to choose what you want to do with it, you know? Because in truth, what people learn, those who have evolved and graduated and moved from their religious background, what you learned there is still informing who you are today. And if you approach it with awareness, you can learn so much about yourself, you know? And, Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, sorry, people who are listening, thinking, what are you talking about? Sun Goddess said, no, it wasn't a private message. She was just sharing the show with one of her friends. But, you know, I get it. And, you know, the show's already started, so hold on. Labels, that's what it's about. Labels, the world of form. So let's kind of just start slow. Yes. that's funny. What would it take for you to surrender to yourself? I'm still here. I'm just leaving that hanging. You know, and if you allow that question to sit with you and allow the answer or answers to bubble up, to rise up from deep within you, that could be all you need today. Because there's always more behind the scenes. There's always more. There's always more that's wanting to be revealed. Now, there's some tricky words in that question, particularly surrender. It has so many connotations. Sometimes for some people, it's considered to be a sign of weakness.
sometimes for those of us who are in a spiritual community, we surrender when we feel like, oh, I can't do it. Okay, I give up. And then for some of us, it's recognizing now it is really about yielding. It's yielding to make a conscious choice to be in alignment with what is for your highest good. Yield to make a conscious choice to be in alignment with what is for your highest good. Surrender is a choice to cooperate with the highest truth about yourself, with the capital S. To surrender means to take your attention away from the world of form, the world of materialism, titles, money, judgment, the things that you've placed value on to define yourself. To surrender means reminding yourself that this physical experience is temporary. That there is a part of you that is everlasting. It's everlasting. It lasts forever. And that part of you is not caught up with if people are mistreating you, if you're having a health challenge, if you don't have money, if your parents were the worst parents in the whole wide world, wild too. They might be wild and wide. There is a part of you that stays constant, that's forever, always peaceful, always grounded. That is the self that we're talking about. This self is connected to God. This self is an extension of God. Yes, so is the physical aspect of yourself. But if you think of your physical aspect as the part of you that's conscious, J.D. Messenger was sharing with us on Monday that, you know, the conscious mind can only handle, you know, 5 to 10 things at once. So your physical self can only handle this, just, you know, just this and that, just not so much. Can't even figure life out. It tries to. And when you try and figure out life from the world of form, you find yourself feeling stuck, feeling confused, feeling like you're not good enough, not kind enough, not loving enough, not intelligent enough. And then, of course, there's the subconscious mind that is really your servant, where you program all the information, all the experiences that you've had, the belief system, a program in there, and they will respond to you. It is linked also to your egoic mind. So when we find ourselves saying, I'm afraid that it won't work out, I'm afraid, you know, this is just things that you've learned. There is a self of you. There is the true self of you that knows no fear because it radiates love. It is an extension. She is an extension. He is an extension of what love is. Pure love, unadulterated love, love that hasn't been contaminated, love that is not perpetrating being an adult. It's unadulterated. It hasn't been contaminated. I got to put makeup on and look like this and look good and put on my best self. No, there is a love. You are an extension of this pure self, this pure love. It knows all things. She knows all things. He knows all things. It is all things. It sees all things. So the question, what would it take for you to surrender to yourself
is what would I can change it and say, what would it take for you to yield to your best self, to your highest self, to your God self, to the pure love self? Now, it's a tricky thing because the truth is you don't really have to do nothing. That's right. You don't have to do nothing. I said that. And at the same time, you got to do something. And we've been talking about some of the things that's going on here. And it's part of the dance. There's so many things that's coming up here. And let's go this direction. You know, what disconnects us from that self that we are forever connected to? It's quite simple. One word, judgment. Judging yourself disconnects you, contaminates the frequency, interferes with the frequency of who you really are. Judgment is short-circuiting your high vibration. If you listen to the show yesterday, I shared something that Reverend Deborah Johnson shared on. She's a minister, so she, on Sunday's church service, that's what I'm looking for, the lesson sermon, there it is, she said, judgment of what happened is what keeps us away from our power. When you judge what happened, when you judge yourself, it keeps you away from your power. You're not effective. You're diluting your power. You're now using your free will, your power to create life. You're now using it to kill yourself, if you will. Harsh, but true. You are a creative individual. So when you judge yourself, you are contaminating your pure essence. But of course, you know, see, this thing called truth, you know, it can mess with your head. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm just thinking, wait a minute, hold on. One minute you say, you know, I'm pure love, I'm pure, I know all things. Next minute you say, I'm contaminated. What are you talking about? Make your mind up, you know. It's a universal paradox. So, of course, when we're talking about being contaminated, we're talking from a physical perspective. When you give your power away to somebody because of what they said or did, and you get mad and you're pissed, and you're like, ooh, I'm about to flip somebody up right now. I'm about to flop somebody up. I said flop, okay? Stop flopping up your life. I'm about to flop somebody up. If you want to know what I mean by flop, listen to Monday's show. You know, yes, you can flop somebody up, but you're really flopping up your own life. Because if you really want to do the work and you ask yourself, wow, that really pissed me. Oh, my God, who was that? You know, you get some of the athletes, they talk about they get in a fight on the football field or on the basketball court or whatever, and they come and apologize and say, that wasn't me, I'm not like that. Shut up! It is you! True self. But that was you on that court, acting that out. Own it. Claim it. And there's so much power in saying, I lost my cool, I took it personally, I got caught up in the moment. I repent. I turn around. To repent means to turn around. I forgive myself. Now, Let's talk a little bit about judgment. When I ask you, what would it take for you to surrender to yourself? You know, do you know that the act of surrendering to the self with the capital S is bringing all of you, S, the messy part, the part of you that you don't like, the way your nose look, your mouth, your lips, your eyes, your head, your butt, your stomach, your breast, your legs, your bald head, whatever. Bring it all. Now, when you take that divine vehicle called your body and you put it on a scale and you go, oh, judgment. But bring all of that. Bring the fact that you're trying to get your weight down to a certain level and you haven't achieved that. Bring that. Bring the fact that you hate your job. Bring that to God. Bring that to love. Bring that and be authentic. Bring it to a space, a place of compassion. Bring the fact that you have a goal and you've set the goal 5 years, 10 years ago and you're still struggling. Bring that. Don't judge it. Everything that you're going through and growing through, everything that you judge about yourself, if you bring it to the altar of your consciousness, the divine consciousness, the pure consciousness, it all will be used for your transformation. All of it. All of it will be used. Now, let's narrow that down a little bit. Actually, let's make it even a little bit more challenging. Or, I don't know, call it what you will. I want you to think of something about yourself that you judge. It could be, I hate the fact that I'm always thinking about money. Oh, I don't like that I'm always thinking about sex. I'm always thinking about food, or I use food for comfort. What else? You fill in the blank. There's so many. I understand that I'm supposed to focus on A, but I find myself focusing on B. You know, I know I need to focus on blah, 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 but something about higher wisdom excites me. You know, sometimes I want people to just tell me how wonderful my work is. I want people to shower love on me and tell me they appreciate who I am, that they appreciate my work. Think about the things that you've thought about. I like that. Think about the things that you've thought about yourself, that you think, I shouldn't be like that. I should be in a place where I don't need any of that. I should not think about money all the time. I should not think about sex because it's lower vibration, it's lower chakra vibration. Just sit with that for a minute. Now, what if the reason you find yourself thinking about the things you've been thinking about and struggling with not thinking about them constantly has something to do with your astrology, with your birth chart? Let's take it deeper. What if it has to do with your soul signature? What if you came here to master money? What if you came here to master sexuality? What if you came here to teach people how to use food as their friend? What if you came here to understand, to teach people that when you get lost in gossiping about others, you lose yourself? What if what you judge about yourself is actually a gift for you to find yourself? Let me give you a quick example. Quick example. So quick, I had to say twice. A quick example. A quick example. Now I'd say four times. Some of you who's been listening for the past, I don't know, 3 years now, you may have heard me say, oh, I'm shy, some of you won't believe it, and blah, blah, blah. And for most of my adult life, really, well, actually for most of my life, up until, I don't know, a few months ago, I would just say I'm shy. And I actually struggled with that because it didn't make sense. How can you be around people? When you're around people, you're just animated, hands flying in the air like it is right now. They don't see it, but they can visualize it. You're just like, yeah, here I am. And then you tell people, well, not even tell people. I know there's a part of them that's like, ah, can I just tell people about myself? I've never understood it. So I did, so anyway, I, we had C.A. Brooks from 12house12listens.com. I did an interview with her, and one of the things she did was she said, I'll do your birth chart. And for those of you who understand birth chart astrology, and if you don't, it's okay, don't worry. It'll make sense. I mean, I only know a little about it, enough for me to see the light and find the light and embrace the light. But anyway, I was never able to – I wasn't able to – my mom knew what time I was born. But my mom has made a transition. My dad has a range. He said it's around 10 a.m. and 1. And I was like, come on, man, you should be. And then he told me he wasn't there, which was a whole different conversation. You weren't there? He told me he went to work. What? Actually, no, I didn't trip the first time he told me. I was telling a friend, and she said, your father wasn't there? See how people will get you to think negative thought about your parents? When he told me, I said, oh, okay. And then I told a friend, she said, oh, your dad wasn't there? He went to work. She said, what? And then I thought, yeah, that's the point. But anyway, I got over that because it's not a big deal. It's part of my soul signature. So anyway, I did the birth chart with C.A. Brooks, and I found out that my ascendant is Cancer. Now, I had to read what that meant, and when I read it, I was like, oh, my God. It makes sense. A crab just want to go in a little hole and hide away. When people are coming, crab runs and goes in the hole. Ah, so I can't really do anything about this, but just be aware of it. So when we learn about ourselves, when we discover who we are, when we take a broad, well, you know, when you go on what I call a spiritual helicopter and look at all of your life, all that you've been through, all the challenges, all the successes, and you really look at it with awareness, with become an observer rather than judging it, calling it good or bad, just looking at it, you get to have a whole new definition of yourself. So maybe it's part of your astrological makeup, part of your soul signature, to always think about money, but there wasn't awareness, or you live in a country where you're told, oh, yeah, if you're thinking about money, you don't trust in God. You can take that, and that can take you to a place that you've never imagined. The things that you find yourself constantly thinking about, it is your salvation if you bring awareness to it. Let's stop judging ourselves. It's a waste of energy. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host. I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. I think we're ready to take a call, and we'll continue the conversation. Time is doing what time does. It moves along. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And I would say this before I take a call. I'm laughing at myself here because any of you, if you're doing what you love, you know, think about things that you love to do. There's always so much you want to share with people. I don't have so much. I'm looking at time thinking, oh, my God, I don't have enough time. But get over yourself. You are time. Let's go to Melinda. Doesn't Melinda mean beautiful one, something like that? And Melinda is my beautiful one. Melinda, how are you doing?
I am very curious. Thanks for asking.
So what's the name of Melinda?
I'm sorry?
What's the meaning of your name, Melinda?
It has totally different meanings. I mean, do you want my take on what Melinda means, or you just want to know, you know, dictionary-wise what Melinda means? Because if you ask me, I don't know.
I'm stopping myself because there's a life coach out there that can be like, hello, I'm talking to you. No, I want to know your definition of Melinda.
Oh, well, it's poignant. It's sad.
It's what?
Sorrow. It's sad.
Okay.
It's like something I came up with when I was at a time in my life where, you know, everything was topsy-turvy, and, you know, I didn't feel like I could be called by the name I was born with, so I changed it because I felt like Melinda just made more sense. Melinda.
And you might find this useful. My research specialist, also known as my co-producer, also known as Celeste Morgan, she Googled it, did what she did. Melinda, she said it means gentle. So that's actually makes sense when you change your name to, like, you know, I want a gentler existence. So
yeah.
I love names because names are part of our soul signature, and it's important for us to know what our name means and to define it for ourselves. So Melinda from Philadelphia, what's your question?
All right. The question is, and I'm glad that you've mentioned, like, astrology before you took my call because, like, at a very early age, I got involved with some, you know, astrologies and psychic readers. And then, you know, I guess that was just, like, it for me. And I believe, you know, if I believe in so much blindly in tools such as astrology, horoscopes, psychic readings, tarot card readings, then I am not releasing, you know, myself. I'm not trusting myself because earlier you mentioned that you found out that your rising sign was Cancer. My rising sign is Sagittarius, blah, blah, blah. I mean, if you think about it, we believe, certain people believe what is written about them because before we even discovered that we are Cancer or we are Sagittarius or maybe our rising sign is Aquarius, et cetera, you know, it doesn't necessarily shape our personality and outcome of our life until we, you know, program that in our minds, until we read, you know, printed information, in my opinion, which I believe, today I believe, it shouldn't change you. But a lot of people who have been following astrology for a long time, and some believe, some do not believe, some are curious, and some are just touch and go with. Like, okay, let's read my astrology or astrological sign today, or let's do a natal chart and see why my life sucks. And let's see why every time I'm on a journey that I get, you know, sidetracked, thrown off, or the outcome is not as good because their faith is in astrology. And in my opinion and, you know, my experience or what I know now, I know that astrology is not good. I'm not Christian, but I don't really want to be following astrology because that mess can kill you. I agree on this topic today. You should believe in your own destiny. You should have faith within yourself. You should trust yourself to stay on the path that you've chosen because if you don't, you can get into some serious trouble. I mean, okay, what does Vedic astrology say about Cancers? They, you know, and the thing about astrology is they think they have it all planned out. They can tell us when we're going to live, how long we're going to live, what we're going to die of, what's our diet. And, you know, I said I got into this when I was really young. So all of this didn't really occur to me. I just thought it was fun to read the daily horoscope and laugh at it. Some girlfriends or whatever and say, okay, well, yeah. We looked at it in love. We didn't think about, you know, the fate that they had planned for us. I feel like astrology and tarot readings and stuff like that is an attack on our spiritual soul, like our spirituality, on the journey that we have chosen. A lot of us get lost, and a lot of us are in uncertainty, and we need answers. So people go directly to astrology, and they get mixed up in astrology, and they start to believe the negative things that are written by Vedic astrology.
I'm going to jump in here. I'm not going to agree or disagree with you, but what I want to ask you now, the next thing I want you to tell me is, tell me that story from me, I perspective, not other people, not they. tell me your story. What has been your experience?
Negative.
Okay,
very negative.
So just give me a short example of what you mean when, so you talked about you got into it when you were younger, you found out about yourself, you got, you didn't use the word addicted, but it kind of sounds like it, that you got addicted to it. Now you realize it's not good and is an attack on your spirit. So what happened and when did you discover it was a, how did you come to the conclusion that it was an attack on your spirit and where are you now? What happened, how did you discover it was an attack on your spirit and where are you now? You. Not they, not them, not the astrologers, not the people who run to them, you.
All right. Short story is, I was up late at night when I was supposed to go to bed. My mom was putting us to bed for school. I stayed up late at night because I had homework and everything, and plus I like listening to my music, so I didn't want to go to sleep. And the television was on, and I seen some infomercials, and this commercial popped up about psychic readings, and it was just illuminating and attractive, and it was crazy how this lady, you know, was give people readings and, you know, the calls were like, oh, yeah, she was so right, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call this and see what happened, which I shouldn't have done because it ruined my whole entire life even to this day. So that's how I got
you said,
into
what should
it.
You said you did what? You said what shouldn't have happened? You did what? I missed what you said.
I called the number.
Okay, you called the number. Okay, go ahead. Okay, good.
So I called the number, and I got this reading, which was horrifying and terrifying, and I could not believe it. So I thought I would hang up the phone and forget everything that this astrologer told me. And everything she told me has came to pass, and it is still coming to pass to this day. And you know how people say, oh, curses, law. I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in magic. But what I did believe in is what she told me because it was so horrible. It wasn't good, like what happened. Commercial. Nothing that she told me was good. Everything that she told me was when she was demanding a lump sum up front. If not, all of this is going to come to pass. Sadly, I didn't have the money to give her. So it's all coming
to pass. You said sadly.
Actually, yeah, I said sadly.
So if you had the money, you would have paid her the money, right?
Probably not, because I didn't believe in magic. I didn't believe in horoscopes at that time. And I thought everything she was telling me was rubbish, even though I was scared.
Okay, so you had that experience, and all the bad things that she told you came to pass, right?
Yes.
And where are you now? Or the bad things are still happening, and you're trying to figure out how to get out, how to resolve, how to heal the bad things, or have you got through it? Have you got over, like they say?
No, I'm still going through it. It's like a perpetual cycle.
Okay, good. So stop right there. So in this space that you're in right now where you feel like you're just going through the shit that was given to you when you called in and you're trying to get out of it, you're trying to shift now, if you were to ask a question that's not based on what other people are doing, what other people did, but if you were to ask a question about for you, what would be your question?
I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're asking me.
Okay, let me ask you. Let me put it this way. A million question is good, and we do number one today, and we can do number two tomorrow. But let's try this approach. What do you want?
Oh, I want to live until I'm like 90 years old.
Okay, then what?
And then just pass away. I mean, I want to live to see.
Okay. Slow down. We got nothing but time. I got you, boo. I'm with you. We can do this. You want to live till you're 90. Now, did the lady tell you you won't live till you're 90?
You know what? She told me how I was going to die, which is scary because I tried to block out everything she told me because it was scary. But it just seemed like her prophecies and her predictions.
No, forget her. Let's come back to you. I get it. Let's come back to you for a minute. Because I'm committed to you right now. You want to live to your 90. She told you how you're going to die. Did she tell you you would never make it to 90?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like I said, she was so scary. Like, this lady was horrible. She was telling me, oh, there's bad things are going to happen with your children.
Okay.
And these bad things are going to happen with your life.
Slow down. Give me your hands. Just hold my hands. Just stay with me here. We can get through this. And I commend you for even calling in. I really do. I really do. We're just going to take this very slow. What do you want?
Well, I don't want to die tomorrow.
Well, we don't know when we're going to die. We're all going to die. So don't tell me what you don't want. What do you want?
To live.
You said what?
Come on.
You say that again?
I said to live.
Are you just making sounds? Are you using words? Because I can't hear. What do you want?
I want life. That's what I want.
Okay, but you have life. You're alive right now.
I have fear. I live in paranoia. That's not life.
Okay, stop. Slow down. We're going to drop this down below the head. You have fear. Fear of what?
Fear of plague, of dying, of the unknown, of, you know.
Okay, stop. Slow down a second. Fear of dying. So you have this fear that you're going to die real soon, right?
Or fear that I'm going to slowly die with no escape of ever healing my life.
But okay, let me tell you something here. Okay, when did you make that call? The call that changed your life? 1999. Okay, 1999. So you made that call in 1999, right? It's 2013. And you have a fear that you're going to slowly die. Right?
Or slowly, but rapid. It's weird. It's kind of like, okay, let's just say if I was terminally ill with cancer, but they're giving me chemotherapy treatments to slow the growth of cancer that's inoperable, like that.
Okay, so do you have cancer?
I'm running a bunch of tests now, so we don't know yet. I can't give you a definite yes, and I can't give you a definite no.
Okay, that's okay. Just it's all right. Take a breath, baby. It's okay. We got this. You know, you called because something in you wanted to have this conversation. And if you're willing, we can get somewhere where you can see that, first of all, you made an agreement with another woman on television. Like, you know, when you said I called this woman on television, what I heard in my head is if there was a sound effect, if we can hear the listeners, I can hear people say, that's your problem right there. First of all, if you, you know, and I want you to just hear this. I personally, and I'm not saying people on television don't have good skills and they're not connected, but I doubt that I would recommend a listener, a friend, to call somebody on television. Or those numbers. I just doubt it, because unless there's a personal, and when I say television, something that comes as an advertisement. You know, everybody's always advertising. Everything is an advertisement. So I get that. So let's just take this real slow. In 1999, you made an agreement with a woman who gave you who told you how you're going to die, gave you all this horror story.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as I listen to you in 2013, you're still in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
You gave your power away because you didn't know that you have the power to create your reality. There are people, as you said earlier, or I don't know if you said it or what was gathered from your question, there are people who can say, I'm going to read, I've read The Power of Now, I've read The Voice of Knowledge by Don Miguel Ruiz, I've read The Sacred Yes, and I'm now reading this book, Outwitting the Devil. Oh my God, I've read so many books, and still not deal with the truth of who they are, still not deal with their power. That's why I keep bringing back to you, what do you want? You're talking about slow death. We are all slowly dying.
Mm-hmm.
We are closer to a death. You and I are closer to a death than we were before I took your call.
Mm.
So now, when I ask you, what do you want? The woman gave you a horror story. You agreed with it on a deeper level.
Mm.
So now you have another opportunity. You called a radio show. What do you want? This is your opportunity to speak life into existence. The life that you want, I'm saying speak it. You be your own astrologer. Be your own psychic reader. Speak it. You know what you want. See, here's the thing. This bothers you. This pisses you off because there is something in you saying, Melinda, this is not the truth about you. This is not the truth. Stop it. So when you talk about changing your name for what happened, clearly you are a great teacher. You're a great student as well, because the greatest students have the hardest lesson. Mm-hmm. You talk about changing your name because you didn't like what was associated with the name you were given. You call this astrologer, and she gave you the story, and now you're in this place where you're thinking, oh, my God. Now you go to doing some tests, so your life is one about, excuse me, this is the best way I can say it. It's like misery. You're living in misery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying you have the power to change that. Because as you said earlier, when it comes to astrology, nothing, I don't care, it could be a spiritual book or it could be a religious book, it means nothing until you, Melinda, give it meaning. Do you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? You're going to live.
Control.
You're going to live longer after you leave the body. You're going to live. Now, let's just say I become the positive astrologer. Melinda, I see in my card you're going to live up to 110 and you're going to be vibrant. You're going to be forever youthful. Now what are you going to do with your life? Are you just going to be, oh, my God, I heard I'm going to be 101 and I'm going to be youthful. That's it. I'm done. What are you going to do with your life right now? Because you lived with somebody else's life. Be a testimony because you touched their life. What are you going to leave behind rather than the beef that you have with astrology? Because astrology, psychic, whatever you want to, all the things that you might say, it's just wrong, it's bad for your spirit. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. Whatever conclusion you draw about that, that's on you. But now that you figure that out, is your existence giving life to you and others? Is your gospel of hate a gospel of love? Did you go around talking about, don't do that because this is what happened to me? Why were you born? Why did you choose to come to this planet? Why are you have a story. Are you willing to be the teacher that you are? Are you willing to say yes, surrender to yourself? Are you willing to listen to yourself and say, what you want. What do you want? And it's okay to say you don't know.
Oh, I know.
What is it?
I'm afraid. It's like.
Oh, whoa, stop, stop. Nope. Don't do it. No, it's like nothing. I'm just afraid. Stop there. Just stop right there. See, it's like that's your head getting into it. You spoke your truth and like, oh my God, I just confessed. It's like, no, I don't care about. It's like, you're afraid of what?
Failure.
Okay. Stay where you are. You're afraid of failure. Failing at what?
Failing at trying. That's it. I'm just afraid to fail.
Okay, look.
At trying.
Look. Let me share something that you can relate to. You might or not. Based on, well, to some few moments, you were still stuck in 1999, and we're in 2013. So you've really failed, and you're still alive. So failure is not that bad, after all. You failed because you failed to live life fully since 1999, and 2013, you're still here. That's like, what, 14 years ago? You've allowed somebody else to put your life on hold. Almost 14 years, and you're still here. So you failed at living life fully. It's not so bad. You're still alive. What's the truth? What's underneath that? I asked you, what do you want? I said, it's okay to say you don't know. You said, I do. You said you're afraid of failing. But what do you want? You want to live till 90, yes, but what do you want now?
Peace of mind.
peace of mind. Let's just stay there. Okay. How would you know when you get to peace of mind?
Because whenever I set out to try something, it probably won't get blocked or stopped.
Okay. Okay. Do you notice that if you may not be aware now, but I encourage you to listen to this conversation again. It's going to show it's archived. When I ask you a question, which is more like looking at now, you go back. I'm saying, how would you know when you get to peace of mind? You say, okay, cool. What does peace of mind feel like?
I would never know.
You would never know.
Nope.
Okay, so good. Because there's something I wanted to share the show earlier, well, that I before the show that I wanted to share about the idea of self-conflicting thoughts. I wanted to share that, and just before I took your call, I'm like, I didn't even talk about that. And you give me a good example. You give me an excuse, but it's very important now here, because really, you are standing for other people who feel the same. If you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to see differently, you just need to be willing. You don't even have to take my word for it. You don't have to believe anything I say. Just go and walk with me. We're just talking, and you're saying, well, let me see. Now, you said you want peace of mind. I asked you what you want. You said peace of mind. I said, how would you know? What does it feel like? You said, I would never know. That's self-conflicting thought. You want peace of mind, but then you also believe that you would never know.
Mm-hmm.
You cross that out. You want peace of mind, but you will never know what that feels like. You are creating your reality. So you may actually be in the vibration of peace of mind right now, but you will never know. Because every thought is created on some level. So you want peace of mind, but you said, I will never know. No, I don't know right now. You said, I will never know. So you're canceling out. You literally thrown away exactly what you say you want. So if you will never know peace of mind, why even go after it? It's a waste of time, isn't it?
Yep.
Are you willing to be different? Are you willing to be different? That's the question.
I don't have will, to be honest with you. I'm just all burnt out. Like, I don't have motivation, will, or anything. Like, it's just full of fear. Everything is replaced with fear and loathing.
Okay, well, so do you want to replace that with love? Do you want to replace that with hope? Forget love. Do you want to replace that with anger? Do you want to replace that with, that bitch ruined my life? Do you want to get to that point? Is your life important to you enough that you will fight for it? What would it take for you, Melinda, to surrender to yourself? What would it take? Someone gave you bad news, you agreed with them. Now your life is literally in their hands, but what would it take for you to surrender to the life in you that wants to be born, that wants to be revealed, the excitement, to know peace of mind? What would it take? Haven't you had enough?
It takes letting go. It just takes letting go of the fear. You have to let go and just trust. That's what.
Are you willing to let go? Are you willing
today,
to let go?
Yes, I am willing to let go, yes.
But wait, hold on a minute. I didn't hear you. Say it again. I wanted to say it loud so I can hear you because something's going on. Say it loud enough so I can hear it.
I am willing to let go.
All right, all together now, listeners, all of you that are listening, let's say it together. Let's say her name. Melinda is willing to let go. And we say yes. We're standing with you. You're willing. See, all that's needed is willingness to let go of the bad story, the doom story. Letting go takes work. You need to do some forgiveness work. You need to do some forgiveness work. I would say a couple of more things, and then we're going to take a break. You said it. I really want you to write that down. Because If you don't write it down, you're going to hang up the phone, and it's easy to just go back in who you used to be, because that's easy. There needs to be some forgiveness work here. Now, here I'm going to give you a couple of things. I want you to get a pen and paper.
Check.
Not a Go ahead. She said check. Write a letter to this woman who gave you all this bad news and then said, send me some money so that you may be alive, stay alive, so it doesn't have to happen. Write a letter to her. Stay with me. And tell her everything that you wanted, that you want to tell her, that you've always wanted to tell her. You can F and blind and call. Just let it rip, okay? And don't stop. Don't even do spell check. Just write. Don't type. Write. Just write it. Just let her have it. Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
And when you finish that, you don't even have to read the letter for typos or nothing. I want you to rip that letter up and burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Burn it, flush it down the toilet, but I suggest burn it. Of course, be safe, because we've got to say that nowadays. Burn that shit up. That's letting go.
Yeah, this sounds like something that would help me also let go, because I remember talking to someone before, and I guess she was superstitious, and she told me to hold it all in or don't talk bad about the psychic or something like that, and that's another reason why
don't worry about them. We ain't even paying attention to them. They're putting in enough value right now. You got your life back. You're letting go. Now, when you burn that letter, I want you to get another piece of paper and write yourself a love letter. Write yourself a love letter, what you love about yourself, your hopes and dreams, your goals, how you want to live life, and how you want to live to your 90, and what you want to create, the legacy you want to leave behind, how much you appreciate yourself, like how much you're still fighting for your life after 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell yourself the most loving things you've always wanted to hear from somebody else. And you've got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And let your story, if you choose to, let your story be an inspiration. Claim your power back. And know that the power, the presence of God is in you, and you get to make a new agreement with God. It's not about labels. You get to claim your life back and allow this new you that is emerging to define, to express, to show you what peace of mind feels like. It's time for you to surrender completely and say, I don't know. I'm willing to be willing. I'm willing to be more. I'm willing to be reborn. I'm willing to resurrect. I deserve the best. If you survive the last 13, 14 years with that bad news, you can create something new and create good news in your life. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for walking this journey with me and being willing. And you said you're willing to do what?
Let go.
And what's your assignment?
To cuss this evil witch out and put the curse, reverse the curse, and then burn the letter,
okay.
Write a new letter to me,
uh-huh,
telling me all the things that I've ever wanted to hear, the goals, what I want to accomplish. But most of all, letting go. Putting in the work. Letting go. I have to practice what I preach. I have to put in motion all the things that I want.
Mm-hmm. Dissolve that curse, because you have
mm-hmm
the power. One with God is a majority. You have the power to dissolve the curse. Put in the work. Your life is worth it. Don't hang up. Celeste is going to get your details, and we're going to send you a copy of 11 Days in May, the mm-hmm. conversation that will change your life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't hang up. Thank you. Thank you, Melinda from Philadelphia. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. I wasn't looking in the chat room. I looked there real quick. I'm sure you got, oh, yeah, y'all have been talking. Celeste will tell me some of the things. We're going to take a quick break, actually, a very quick break, and because of time. We have the power. We have the power. I got the power. What's that song? No, I'm not going to sing. We can do this. Nothing has any meaning other than the meaning you give it. And I'm so grateful for Melinda. Some of you can see yourself in that. It may not be as, it may be not as dramatic or maybe not as intense, but I'm sure there are things that you've heard from your parents, from your siblings, from your friends, from your coworker, from your teacher that you believe today. What would it take for you to surrender to yourself? Are you willing to change the story? What do you really believe? What do you know about who you are? Albert Bandura, which is B-A-D-U-R-A, said, people with high assurance in their capabilities approach difficult tasks as challenges to be mastered rather than as threats to be avoided. People with high assurance in their capabilities approach difficult tasks as challenges to be mastered rather than as threats to be avoided. It's all about self-efficacy, which he also defines as self-efficacy as one's belief in one's ability to succeed in specific situation. One's self sense of self-efficacy can play a major role in how one approach goals, tasks, and challenges. Self-efficacy, E-F-F-I-C-A-C-Y. One's belief in one's ability to succeed in specific situation. How much do you believe in yourself? Do you believe that you can succeed in whatever you're going through? Of course you can. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Life is good. It's getting better. It is. You just got to be willing to be the change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Indeed, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way who spent a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
That's right. To the community. You have a voice. You have something to say. We're giving a voice back to you. We're not giving it back to you. It's already yours. You get to decide how you are going to use your power to create, your power to create a new life. And I'll say this, if you go to any reader, astrologer, and definitely if you're calling somebody after midnight, call now, 1-800. Do you want success? Right there, just change the channel. Change it. But you know, Melissa needed to have that experience so she may be reborn. There's good in all. We just got to let go of the BS so we may have a new understanding of ourselves. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and she's in the house, and she is holding the high watch. Hey, Celeste.
Hi. Yes, I am, and not only am I holding the high watch, there were people in the chat room who were standing with Melinda and giving her love, and another meaning of her name is also Black and Beautiful. Yeah, powerful work. And you were getting props, too, for the powerful work that you were doing with her. So, wow. And it's in perfect alignment with the number that's running. You know 1999 equals 28, right? Add 28, you get 10.
Which
add 10,
one.
You get 1.
Yeah, I'm a good student of Celeste Morgan, and she's a good teacher.
Gotcha. So with that synchronistic moment, let me get to the celestial moment. And I believe you got some questions, too.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift. In trust, you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 1, the number of fresh starts and new beginnings, and it's ruled by the sun. The eagle is the first card of the medicine cards, and it is the power of great spirit and the connection to the divine. Our root chakra is the first energy center located at the base of the spine, and it relates to our most basic survival needs and our sense of belonging. When we find ourselves on shaky ground, we go to the root and settle down. The letters connected to the number 1 are A, J, and S. So words like abracadabra and jubilant and shine reflect the powerful energy contained in the number 1. The word abracadabra has Aramaic origins, and it brings together two phrases, I have created, and through my speech. Thus it means created as I say. And that's magic, family, which leads us to the number 1 card in tarot. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the magician. Remove the circus act of the man with the rabbit coming out of the hat. That's the game of illusions. Instead, get ready to put on your superhero's cape, for we are all magicians. Each of us have been endowed with our own unique gifts and talents, and we are all impacted by universal laws. For instance, the law of attraction, which reminds, like attracts like, or as above, so below. You reap what you sow, and my personal favorite, ask and you shall receive. So the real question right now is, how are you working your own tools? All the tools you need are before you when you stay aware. Regardless of what the planets are doing, it's time to understand that you are a conduit. The magician reminds that you can create out of thin air and manifest your deepest desires with all the resources you have around you. Pay attention to your dreams. Trust yourself. Slow down. Stay mindful. And don't be afraid to make your own magic. All is well. And that's the story of one told through the magician card in tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Giving Melinda a new definition of magic. But she doesn't have to believe in that either. It's all good. We create our own reality. Let's go straight into questions, because time is doing what time does. It moves.
Yes.
And we flow with it.
Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Let's go with Millie's question first.
Okay.
Dear Life Coach Today, what is the lesson I can learn when I am experiencing hot trigger points? As a true student who uses affirmations and meditation as spiritual practice, I thought I wouldn't be experiencing these types of emotions. How do I get rid of the trigger points so that I might feel better? I thought when I became a true student, I wouldn't be acting up anymore. I thought that I would stay in a place of serenity, but I feel more and more drama in my life. I must be attracting it. So what can I do, Millie?
Well, whoever told you that when you, whoever told you that when you become a true student, you won't be triggered, they lied. Sometimes, I mean, it's not even sometimes. This journey, this spiritual journey, actually opens you up. It wakes you up. See, we spend our lives on one stage. In this case, sounds like, you know, there was a time where, you know, you're sleepwalking. See, the hot triggers are not there to burn you out. They're there to help you burn the stuff that you don't need in your life so you may be, just return to who you really are. The truth is, when you commit to your spiritual growth, you become aware. When you become aware, you become aware. It's like, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute, too much. It's recognizing, it's becoming conscious of something that you weren't conscious about. So there was a time you were sleepwalking, you didn't know why you were triggered. You blamed other people for what they did or why you're mad. Now you're walking a path that it's about waking up. Of course you're going to be more in touch. You're going to recognize when something pisses you off. You're going to recognize when you feel good. First of all, delete the idea that being a spiritual true student means you're not going to experience triggers. What? As long as you're in a human body, you will be triggered. It just depends on what you do with the trigger. See, being a spiritual student is not a band-aid to or sort of like a, I wouldn't say painkiller, but it's not really, I guess, a band-aid to human experience. You know, when you become a true student, when you really walk this spiritual path, it's a journey of embracing your humanity. That, yes, we get angry. Yes, you get frustrated. Yes, people get in your nerves. But then you take it one step deeper and say, okay, what is it about what they did, what was said, what I read, what I heard that triggered me? Why did I respond like that? If you squeeze orange, what's going to come out? Orange juice. Why? Because the orange juice is already in the orange. So when you are squeezed by life, whatever comes out of you is already there. If you can allow yourself not to judge the juice that's coming out of you, you can look at it and say, oh, okay. You create a space for healing. See, the idea of drama, yes, I'm attracting it. Well, maybe you're not even attracting it. Maybe it's just there. Now, if you weren't even judging the drama, if you just, oh, I recognize. If you listen to the show on Monday with J.D. Messenger, he talked about his wife coming out and meeting him in pajamas, in the PJs, and he was mad and angry, and he felt like his wife was embarrassing him. The wife had been married for 35 years, and, oh, he was hot. But because he's been doing his spiritual work, he was able to go deep and say, what is really behind that? And he remembered an experience he had when he was a child with his mother, who came out dressed in her PJs when JD's friends were around, and he was embarrassed. So his wife gave him an opportunity to heal that. It wasn't healed. It was hiding. It was lurking in his consciousness. It was an opportunity to be free. So what do you need to do? Recognize the triggers. And be able to sit with it. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Continue to do your affirmation. Yes, continue to do your meditation. And understand that it's okay to embrace your humanity. We are divine and we're human. God wanted to know itself as more, and God created itself as you. There you have it. Next question. Did you meet yourself?
Okay, here I am. Okay. Hey, I love how you brought up the pajama thing with JD Messenger, because this next question pertains to flops from Monday. This is from Bettina.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Life Coach today, I'm about to visit my family for Thanksgiving and wonder how flops from Monday's show can be used as a practical spiritual tool. I have old stories, and when we get together, we keep having the same fights. How can I update my programming to not get involved in the old conflicts? Bettina.
And for those who didn't listen to Monday's show, FLOPS means, acronym for, faulty, limited, outdated programs. Faulty, limited, outdated programs. So she wants to know how can I upgrade my programming to not get involved in the old conflicts. First of all, you've already upgraded your consciousness and your programming, even asking this question. So now, see, when people argue and trying to be right, sometimes people are unconscious. You are conscious enough to recognize this is what happens. We have a pattern. So now you're awake. You've already upgraded your consciousness. So now when you show up for Thanksgiving, you're aware. You're not saying, well, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm going to be so loving that we don't have to talk about the old story. No, just be the silent observer. Allow what wants to come up to come up. And from your new place, your new space in consciousness, you get to respond differently. Example, I'm going to make up an old story that can trigger somebody. I don't know. Let's see. Let me channel some people who like bringing up stories. I don't know. See, I'm too pure for stuff like that. I don't know stories like that. Let me see. Let me make up something. Let's say you go for Thanksgiving. That's a joke. Everybody calm down. And someone said, I can't even think of anything, so I wouldn't go there. I guess I'm not supposed to come up with that. It's not my business. Now, whatever the old story they come up with, and you find yourself triggered, you recognize it's an outdated program, you realize it's a limited program, it's a faulty program, you can recognize the pain, to use Millie's word, hot trigger, which is, I think I saw some, yeah, hot triggers, hot trigger points. You know, when you recognize the hot trigger points, you can be aware of what you're feeling, and you can just say, you know, we've been telling this story year after year after year, and I got to tell you, it doesn't feel good. It makes me not want to come to Thanksgiving or call you guys. It makes me want to run from you. But you know what? I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm just not going to get involved in that anymore. Because it's time that we stop judging one another. For one, getting involved anymore. I'm choosing a different life. I'm choosing to do things differently. Oh, Missy thinks she's better than us. Who you been listening to? You know, if we're going to continue like this, I'm going to remove myself. I'm going to go in the other room. I'm going to go in the den. I'm going to go in the garden. I'm going to go outside. I'm sure there's somebody, Bettina, you can talk to in your family. I'm going to go outside and play with the dog. I'm going to go outside and play with my niece and nephews. Because I just choose not to be part of this conversation. It's upsetting, and it's not worth coming down here for this stuff. You know, if there's anything we need to talk about, if there's pain we need to talk about, let's talk about it. But I'm just not interested in having this conversation year after year after year. It's tired, it's old, and it doesn't feel good. If you want to talk about healing, I'm ready. But if we just want to point fingers, peace out. So, there you have it, Bettina. Last question. We've got time, I think. I'll unmute you, Celeste, because you are mute. Oh. What are you doing?
Yeah, sure. Happy to give you this last one, buddy. Okay, yeah. This is from Tabitha. As a parent of an adult child, I'm getting tired of seeing negative posts my daughter is putting up about her personal conflicts. If she were a teenager, I would revoke her FB privileges. She's grown and has a right to express herself. I believe that. But how can I talk to her about the image she's putting out there that makes her look so negative? I'm really embarrassed and wonder if this is about me. I feel like how she's expressing herself is reflecting poorly on me. How do I reconcile this? Can you really delete your own child off of Facebook? Tabitha.
No. Can you really delete your own child from your life? That's the question you need to ask. Get Facebook. Facebook gives you an opportunity to see what's going on in people's consciousness, how people think. I don't care if they're trying to be spiritual or trying to be an expert. It's just a reflection of their consciousness. Now, let's get to the real matter here. You said she has grown and has a right to express herself. I believe that. You don't. You don't believe that. Because if you do, you won't say, but how can I talk to her about the image she's putting out that makes her look so negative? If you believe she's grown and she has a right to express herself, does it matter how she's expressing herself? So you can just we can just delete that other question. Let's get to the heart of it. I am really embarrassed, and I wonder if this is about me. No, yeah, it is. No need to wonder. I feel like how she's expressing herself is reflecting poorly on me. Yeah, the minute you give it that meaning, yes. Now that you've come up with the answer in the form of a question, I'm really embarrassed. I wonder if this is me. You're saying, I'm really embarrassed, and I can see that it's about me. I feel like how she's reflecting herself, how she's expressing herself is reflecting me from a poor perspective. You've answered your own question. What are you going to do about it? Now, I don't know the story between you and your children. You said she's grown. Tabitha, what do you need to tell your daughter? Let's put aside for a minute. It's natural for parents to worry about how their children look to the world, no matter what age they're. That's natural. I get it. But what's underneath? And I don't know. You said she's an adult. I don't know how, you know, she said she's not a teenager, so she may be 20, 21, 22. But, you know, all of it can be used for her to surrender to herself. All of it can be used for you to surrender to yourself. This is an opportunity to have a heart-to-heart conversation. First of all, I say you look at, you know, because ultimately if you're going to hold yourself hostage for what your daughter does or doesn't do, that's not a life fully lived. Torture. So you're tortured by seeing what she posts, then you torture yourself as a reflection. It's like, oh, my God, I'm such a poor mother. That's torture. Stop it. Just stop it. Let her be responsible for her action. Every time she clicks a post, let her be responsible for the agreement she's making with the world. But speak your truth about what you feel about it. Speak your truth about yourself. When I say truth, I'm talking about your personal truth and your spiritual truth. The spiritual truth is usually easy to talk about. But what do you feel? Do you feel like you failed your daughter? Just tell the truth. Do you feel like you go through life thinking you could have been a better mother? Tell the truth. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with your daughter. And remind yourself that we are all doing the best with what we know. And you have to be spiritually matured enough to give her permission to create the life that she wants. It will be challenging. I get it. And, you know, the thing she's putting on Facebook, it could be a cry for help, a cry for attention. You get to choose. Just confess your truth. Have a conversation with your daughter. And create the space for her to be free to post whatever she wants, but let her know. Rather than don't post things like that, that makes me look bad. No, no, no. It only makes you look bad when you make it about you. She's going to learn. We all need to learn. We all will learn. Set yourself free. She's not your child. She's just an expression of God. She used you as a channel to come on this planet. Let her create her own life and learn from it. And so it is. It's time to release the show, huh?
Yes, it is.
Celeste.
I'm right here.
Hello. Hello.
Today,
Lady Celeste.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm messing with you. I can hear you.
Stop messing with me. Excellent. Excellent advice to those parents out there and for the hot trigger points. Powerful. And just all the, you know, everything that showed up. Melinda calling in and all the people in the chat room who've been working with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great
week.
Between JD Messenger and Deborah John, Reverend, excuse me, Reverend Deborah Johnson, and then you today helping us surrender to ourselves. And the beautiful thing is, just because it's the last show of the week doesn't mean that they can't continue getting soul food from Life Conversations Radio Network and the hosts. So,
yep, we got Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, the play experience. We have Celeste Morgan on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern on Life Conversations Radio. Then you have Ade and Ifowoshe on 1-2 Radio tonight at 11 o'clock.
Tonight.
Sounds of soul. And then that's a rerun tonight. And then Saturday for the live show, 10 p.m. Eastern on 1-2Radio.com. Of course, the show is syndicated on Within Radio on Friday. And
8 p.m.
Yeah. 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern.
And tonight's 11 p.m., so you get to stay
11.
Up late with the day. 11 p.m. Eastern tonight.
All right,
do you like to stay up late with the day? I'm gone.
I'm about to
move.
Because
I'm cutting out.
Don't.
I know. Bye.
As you are. We don't have time for that. I got things to say, music to play. Oh, I like that. That rhymed, didn't it? Well, it did in my mind. Anyway, thank you, Celeste.
Let me stop flopping around. Ciao. My favorite
Network.
Later.
That's right. Right. Yeah, stop flopping around. What's wrong with you? We got a show to do. I want to read this to Melinda and everybody else. And actually, I'm going to play this song underneath me. That's right. This is Troy Horn, More Than Enough. You are enough, just as you are. Just as you are right now. Troy, where you is? Where you is, Troy? Come here. You know, we're truly more than enough. Yeah, I'm going to play underneath me because we're getting ready to release the show. All right, here's what I want to read to you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. There's more. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence, check this out, our presence automatically liberates others. That's from A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, who is running from Congress. And no, it's not from Nelson Mandela. Get over yourself. You're more than enough. Don't worry about where it came from. You are more than enough right now. You have all that you need. Bring all your mess with you. Bring all your stories with you. You're more than enough. You are God in action. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be loved. It is the essence of who you truly are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And for goodness sake, allow yourself to be loved. Troy Horn. You can find him at troyhorn.com. More than enough. I'm out of here. I've said enough. You're enough. I'm enough. Peace out. Peace in. Would you think you were well? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes of holding him closer be more than enough? More than very little happenstance till you look behind and find in each and every line love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleepwalk through the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. Started laughing so hard that I cried, 'cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time, I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff. 'Cause I found that each time I could tell them I loved them was more than enough.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.